You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Tuesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is October 29th, and we had a rare sports equinox yesterday with games in the NFL, NBA, NHL, and the MLB. We've only got 10 minutes, so let's jump right into it. We will start off with Game 3 of the World Series in New York. The Yankees came into this one trailing 0-2 and looking to make a series out of it, but the Dodgers came out firing from the jump again. Freddie Freeman hit a two-run home run in the first that scored Ohtani, and then they tacked on runs in the third and the sixth to extend the lead to 4-0, and that would be the score until the ninth, where Alex Verdugo finally got the Yankees on the board with a two-run home run of his own, and that would cut the lead in half. But again, it was too little too late, and that would be the final, with the Dodgers taking a commanding 3-0 series lead. We talked a little bit about the Dodgers offense, but it's also worth mentioning their pitching, especially Walker Buehler, who threw 5 scoreless, only allowing 2 hits and striking out 5. Game 4 will be tomorrow, again in New York, as the Yankees look to avoid being swept after they ran through the American League. Only 5 teams have ever come back from a 3-0 series hole in the history of the Big Four American sports leagues, and it hasn't been done in a championship series since the 1942 Stanley Cup Finals, and it has never happened in the World Series, so we'll see if the Yankees are able to buck that trend. We also had the Monday Night Football game between the Steelers and the Giants out in Pittsburgh, and this one was kind of a snoozer in the first half, with each team kicking just 3 field goals, so we were tied at 9 at the break. Then the Steelers scored 14 straight on 2 Calvin Austin touchdowns, 1 on a punt return, and then a 29-yard strike from Russell Wilson. The Giants came back with a score of their own on the following drive, but then they failed the 2-point conversion attempt, so they were still down 8. Then both teams traded field goals after that, and the Giants had one last chance to tie it at the end, but Daniel Jones continued to do Daniel Jones things, and he threw the game-clinching interception for the Steelers. The Giants are now just 2-6 on the season, good for last place in the NFC East, while the Steelers improved to 6-2 and now hold a 1-game lead over the Ravens in the AFC North. Over in the NBA, we had a bunch of games, and looking at some of the notable ones, the Nuggets got their first win of the year with a 127-125 overtime win over the Raptors, thanks to 40-10 from the Joker. The Pistons fell to 0-4 on the season in a 106-98 loss to the Heat. The Celtics have completely avoided a championship hangover as they improved to 4-0 with an 11-point win over the Bucks, who are now just 1-3. Boston had a super balanced attack that included 28 points from Peyton Pritchard off the bench, who shot 8-for-12 from 3 and 10-for-14 overall from the field. All of the other starters also scored in double figures, with Jaylen Brown leading the way with 30 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. The Magic then came back to beat the Pacers 119-115 thanks to a ridiculous 50-13-9 from Paolo, who is really starting to look like a true superstar in his third year in the association. Siakam played pretty well for Indiana. He finished with 26-9, but it was not enough, as the Pacers are now just 1-3 on the year. The Cavs also won, coming back to beat the Knicks, as they become the only other 4-0 team right now besides the Celtics so far. Garland and Mitchell combined to finish with 34-35 for the Cavs, while Jalen Brunson shot just 8-for-24 from the floor for the Knicks in the losing effort. And then the stars showed out for the Suns in their own come-from-behind win, as Booker and KD combined for 63 to beat the Lakers 109-105. All of the Lakers starters actually scored in double figures, but they only got 8 points off the bench, and they shot just 41% from the floor as a team. LeBron really struggled in this one as well, shooting just 3-for-14 from the field, and he finished with just 11 points, putting his double-digit scoring streak in serious jeopardy down the stretch in this one. We also had a bunch of hockey games last night, most notably the Sharks getting their first win of the season in their 10th game as they beat the Utah Hockey Club 5-4 in overtime. The Hurricanes and the Canucks also went to overtime, where Carolina won 4-3, and then the Lightning beat the Predators 3-2 in the third overtime game of the night. Then the Maple Leafs handed Winnipeg their first loss on the year as they won 6-4. The Jets were 8-0 prior to that loss. The Blackhawks beat the Avalanche 5-2. The Blue Jackets beat the Oilers 6-1. And then we had two teams earning their seventh wins of the season as the Panthers beat the Sabres 5-2. And Vegas shut out the Flames with a score of 5-0. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Tuesday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.